Let's hit it. And welcome to Alzheimer's Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm so excited that you're joining us today. We are going to have a fascinating conversation, as usual, as we learn from people all around the world at all ages and stages of life. Stay tuned as we shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort.
All right, here we go. What you think about?
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back to Alzheimer's Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm thrilled that you can join us today. We're going to be talking about the Dawn Method and how that is making a difference in how people care. But before we get into our conversation there, first I want to give a shout-out to the Mark Arneson Band. I love that they let us use their song, Clarion Call, and you can download that on any of your music platforms that you use if you'd like. And then also, we are always getting new listeners. So for those of you that aren't familiar with us, Alzheimer's Speaks is about sound information, not just sound bites. We want to have real conversations with real people all around the world. So maybe, just maybe, you can be our next guest. If you're living with dementia, if you're caring for someone, either, you know, family or friend or a professional, if you have business services, maybe you've written a book, a song, a film, a play, maybe you are just a power advocate or a researcher, you know, everyone's story is important. So feel free to just reach out to me at radio@alzheimerspeaks.com. Now, today is a live show, so you can actually call in. So get a pen and paper out. The number is 323-870-4602. That's 323-870-4602 if you would like to call in and maybe ask a question or make a comment. You know, in after listening to our guest here. I also want to just let you know that we kind of have our mothership, or our main website is actually alzheimerspeaks.com. And if you visit there, you'll be able to find one page that has free educational resources. There's a ton of different things that you can watch, read, listen, download. We also have programs and services, so if you are looking at doing events, we do a variety of those. And if you're interested in marketing and branding, we have options for that. And you can also find our book that's going to be coming out shortly, Betty the Bald Chicken, which is about lessons in how we care. So great information, again, at alzheimerspeaks.com. Now, today, again, we're going to be talking about looking for new ways to care for those living with dementia. And I'm thrilled that today we have with us Jill Couch. And she serves as an advocate, an educator, a care manager, and just a fellow family who's been touched by the dementia journey. She is a true bringer of hope and the right kind to those dealing with dementia. Sometimes we get help and it isn't always so helpful. And I know there's probably a few family members out there and staff alike with little smiles on their face regarding that. Jill is the founder and director of Better People Care. And she is a Dawn trainer and a consultant and a Dawn dementia care specialist. And she leads a talented team that's devoted to dementia care and has dementia care specialists staffed on that. Now, if you're not familiar with the Dawn Method, that was actually created by Judy Cornish, who we were hoping was going to be able to join us today, but due to her schedule was not able to come. And Judy has also written a couple of books. One is the Dementia Handbook, and the other is Dementia with Dignity. And, you know, they really take a look at person-centered dementia care, all the way from theory to actual practice, mm-hmm. and identifying skills that aren't lost and are still intact. So welcome, Jill. I'm thrilled to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are excited to have this conversation. I've been a big fan of the Dawn Method for years. I want to first ask you, because I ask all my guests this right off, if you have been personally touched by dementia in your own family or circle of friends.
That's a great question. I certainly have. My dear grandmother, who grew up in a sod house on a homestead in western Nebraska, ended up with dementia, and she was not privileged to have dementia specialist care. And it was her decline, which was really difficult to watch through the various levels of care, that inspired me many years ago. I made a promise to myself I would never let another person I cared about fade from this life like she had, and now I have the privilege of caring for a whole lot of people who are experiencing dementia as well as caring for their families in the process.
Well, you know, my mom lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt the same way. It's like I don't want anybody else having the same experience we had, because it was not a good one for a long time there. And, you know, it was sad, it was lonely, it was frustration. The roller coaster of emotions just kind of goes on and on. So kudos for you, you know, stepping in and making a difference in the world. So, you know, how did you really become involved in the professional side of dementia care? Was it because of your grandma? Was that the spark, or was it kind of a few things over your lifetime that pushed you down this path?
Yeah, I've always cared a tremendous amount for older folks. My grandparents were very, very important in my life, but I also watched my mom care for older folks lovingly in the right way. I've been an occupational therapist for 30 years, spent the last 16 working in a variety of settings as an occupational therapist in working with older folks. And of course, during that time, I had several folks that had dementia. And even with the advanced training that I received in that way, it was tough. And about 7 years ago, I had the privilege of coming across the Dawn Method and meeting Judy. And pretty quickly, I began to see hope that there was a different way, a way that we could be interacting with people with dementia and caring for people with dementia that wasn't unpredictable, that didn't feel so chaotic, that was comfortable for everyone. So that's when I started learning the Dawn Method, and it has transformed the way that I practice as an occupational therapist, and was the foundation for, in 2018, opening up, founding Better People Care, because I said, you know what, I know now we can do this differently. And so I was able to step away from the traditional occupational therapy setting and begin Better People Care, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, wow. Well, and when you mentioned that chaos, I mean, anyone who has dealt with dementia, I mean, from the moment you're diagnosed, I mean, you just kind of spin into this crisis mode, not knowing what's coming. I think most people feel very unprepared for what to expect, or to understand, you know, why have things changed, and, you know, what does that mean, you know, big picture wise, not only to the person, but to the lives of others around each other. What in particular, I should have you note, is the Dawn Method? How would you really summarize that? You said that, you know, it kind of got rid of the chaos for you, but how would you define the Dawn Method?
The Dawn Method helps us understand the particular cognitive skills that are lost, three primary skills that are lost, but also three primary cognitive skills that are kept. And when we understand this dynamic, every way in which a person behaves makes sense. But it also helps us understand why then a person with living with dementia becomes unable to meet their own emotional needs, which as humans, we all have emotional needs, and those don't go away when our cognitive skills change. In fact, every person over 65 I've ever spoken with about emotional needs says something like, you know, those really are the things that matter the most. Or, you know, our emotional needs really are the only needs that matter as we age. But especially people experiencing dementia, they can no longer meet their own emotional needs. And that is the whole foundation of the Dawn Method, is helping us understand how that dynamic of changing cognitive skills impacts a person's ability to meet their own emotional needs. And the Dawn Method is six very strategic tools to meet the emotional needs of people living with dementia. And what I love about it is what I get to see day after day after day is that when we step in front of emotional needs and meet emotional needs for people living with dementia, we really see tremendously diminished, and I can't say no what society would call behaviors, but boy, we don't see dementia related behaviors as issues. Mm-hmm. And not to say that people with dementia don't get frustrated, they do, but we know how to help them once they mm-hmm. become frustrated. But we learn those six tools help us bring a dementia supportive space in which a person experiencing dementia can live, which means they're comfortable, which directly impacts the comfort level of the caregivers. I love that we're approaching dementia from the front end rather than, I think the chaos comes from the lack of predictability and feeling like you're always responding to a behavior. But with the Dawn Method, we learn to prevent those behaviors by meeting their emotional needs.
Yeah, and I think it is so important and so overlooked, that whole comfort part. You know, it's kind of like when mom is happy, the whole family is happy. And, you know, right. When a person with dementia is comfortable, we need to learn to, like, just take a breath and breathe and get off, you know, kind of our conveyor belt of we got to keep going type thing, and right. just relax with them. Kind of like when a mom has a baby, the doctor always says, now, when you go home and the baby takes a nap, you take a nap. And the mom goes, mm-hmm. okay, and then goes home and proceeds to, oh, I've got this to do and that to do. And then they wonder why they're so right. exhausted. And right. we don't get in sync with that routine. I also loved when you said, you know, you teach three primary skills of and sets that are lost. And that's typically what everyone focuses on, is the losses.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, balancing that out with what is kept, what you can still enjoy, what you can enhance, is so powerful. And that just, you know, it changes absolutely everything out there. And, you know, we love to identify things as behaviors and wrong. And yet, gosh, I think, man, if somebody told me everything I did was a behavior and wasn't acceptable, I would probably just shut down, you know, and
right.
not want to participate in anything. And so many people do, and they wonder why. Well, hello, it's again the
right.
way we're addressing things with that.
Right.
So,
yeah, they're very, a lot of people experiencing dementia are very unfairly represented, unfairly understood, and they get labeled with, you know, dementia with behavioral disturbance when the problem is not the dementia, the problem is the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Now, we are talking with Jill Couch. She is the founder of Better People Care, and we are really focusing today on the Dawn Method and how that can really help you in terms of understanding what dementia is and how to reduce those unwanted behaviors or reactions that we talk about. You know, how do you get better control with still being fluid in terms of dealing with the disease as a whole? So you had mentioned that you talked with Judy, you know, and kind of saw her in action. What were the steps involved for you to really kind of take on and step into the Dawn Method? Is there a certification, or, you know, did you just meet a few times? How does that work?
Yeah, that is a good question. There is a certification process. And the process that one should go through, and which is the required process, is basically you're going to interview with Judy, and you know, it's interesting. I was working with older folks, and it wasn't very fun. And then I met Judy, and I started to do things a different way. And so then I went on and pursued my certification as a Dawn Dementia Care Specialist. And I lived in that for a while and kept working and taking care of folks. And then I began Better People Care. And it just became clear that I wanted to be able to not only step in with the right kind of care, but also empower families to know how to create a dementia-supportive environment for their loved ones for the hours that I wasn't there. And so then I went on to gain certification as a Dawn trainer. None of this is an easy process, but I think that's important because what we bring to communities with the Dawn Method is it's skillful. I always say to families, and Judy developed the Dawn Method to help families keep their loved ones at home longer, which mm-hmm. ultimately is a financial relief for families. We find that we can have families spend a lot less money every month for the right kind of care at the right time, done in the right way, than what so often is the knee-jerk to seek facility care. And I understand that, but where was I going with this? I'm not 100% sure. But just being able to become a Dawn trainer then allowed me to not only bring the care and support and respite and relief that people need, but they also allowed me to start bringing that training and that education piece for the family and the caregivers. And I call that the 50-50 of dementia care, because 50% of what we do, my team and I, is for the benefit of the person living with dementia, but 50% is for the benefit of their family and their caregivers. Mm-hmm. Because we directly impact the life of the person with dementia. We improve the life of the person with the family. We directly benefit the life of the family. We directly benefit the life of the person experiencing dementia. So we work really hard to get that equation really well. And that's why I needed to go on then become a Dawn trainer, so I could train families in how to do this, how to survive the process of the dementia journey and live well through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you had mentioned, you know, the process itself is kind of rigorous and difficult to do, but it needs to be that way because Judy has to protect, you know, what she has formulated, because a lot of times people will run out and they start making changes to
right.
you know, what the process is, and it waters it down. And so Sue, you know, I know her process is very specific to make sure that people actually understand the importance of this. And, you know, everything is trademarked and copywritten and all of those things. And there's a mode behind the madness, and you really have to make sure that people understand and respect that.
Right.
I also love when you talked about, you know, 50% of your work is for the person with dementia and 50% is for families.
Right.
I think so often many people forget about the families. And if the families aren't educated and don't know what you're doing and why you're doing it, then knowing it or not, you're working against one another. And I think it's so critical to pull them into the loop in terms of what exactly is going on. I think that's very important. Gosh, what kind of response, like when you first started the Dawn Method, what kind of response were you getting if you were making these applications, you know, even in your occupational therapy and things like that? Were people noticing a different approach? Were you noticing different responses from people and from families?
Yes, and that continues to today. We regularly have families call and say, Mom has fired 5 caregivers. We need help. Can you help? Or, you know, Dad has fired every person we've tried to bring in. And, you know, 3.5 years later, we have this really lovely relationship with this person and their family for whom we've been providing care all these years. So one of the unique things about the Dawn Method is it teaches us about anosognosia, and that is a game changer in dementia. And whenever given the chance to talk to anybody who cares at all about dementia, I say we need to know about anosognosia. And that is where the part of the brain that gives us awareness of our disability fails. And I have yet to meet a person experiencing dementia who doesn't have some element of anosognosia. So therefore, it makes sense then that if the part of the brain that would let them know that they have dementia that's affecting their ability to manage their lives, if that part of the brain has failed, then they don't understand, can't understand that they have a problem, which means they can't understand and won't understand that they need help. So we use a strategy called caregiving by stealth, and it works beautifully. And it's just a very different approach based on understanding those cognitive skills that are lost and those cognitive skills that are kept. We're able to step in and continue to build care. We're slower and more intentional about that process. Because it needs to feel natural to be accepted, and we need to step in this dementia supportive way. So, yes, we definitely, even early on, you know, people said, "Well, gosh, you know, you came over, and I'm shocked that Mom sat for 45 minutes and visited with you." And we regularly get that kind of response upon a first meeting. Or, gosh, I can't believe that here you have been visiting Mom 3 times a week for 4 weeks now and she hasn't fired you. And we have comments like, since you and your people started, I've got my wife back. And we have regularly see people who have gone through common process of withdrawing and kind of wilting like a flower to blossoming again when we're able to bring in the right kind of dementia supportive, dementia specialist care. So we definitely are seeing a difference, and I'm doing quite a few vlogs these days which are getting good responses, and people are noticing even the way that we speak about things differently. One gal last week commented on my term dementia supportive, and that's an important distinction. And you had mentioned just a bit ago, you know, gaining control of the situation. I'm very careful to tell families this is not about control. This is about us learning the skills to manage the environment in a dementia supportive way, that no mm-hmm. matter what happens, we can still manage this in a dementia supportive way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that that is so true, because, you know, in the world we are, you know, we are pretty much taught to control our environment and be in charge of everything. And we're not really good at being spontaneous and fluid and things mm-hmm. and really looking deep in terms of what is going on. You know, I loved when you, you know, talked about their comfort level. You know, what I do is I call it emotional-based training, and it sounds like that's really what the Dawn Method is. It's really about getting to the heart so that people are comfortable and have a good, solid understanding. And then you're looking at different trigger points in the way that you communicate and the way that you read communications. My guess is you're looking at all the multi-sensory communications coming at you via a person from dementia, because their words can't always do it. Do you take all of that into consideration when you're working with somebody?
Yes, definitely. And I would categorize that as the very important skill that's kept, which we call the intuitive skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when, you know, basically people are taking in information from the environment. And that's so important for us to know, because people with dementia become victims to what the environment brings them, for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
So for worse. So they take in information through their intuitive skills, but they lack the rational thinking skills and the memory to correctly analyze and interpret what information has come in. And we see that they often misinterpret it, mm-hmm. which if you're taking in information and you misinterpret it as something that is a safety risk, then you're going to have a stress response. Well, maybe a stress response wasn't necessary, but you don't have those skills to interpret it. But mm-hmm. the other side of that coin is, if I understand that my companion with dementia still has their intuitive skills intact, and I use the first three tools of the Dawn Method to create a comfortable environment in which they feel safe and secure, then I can use my understanding of those intuitive skills to bring beauty, to bring richness, to bring goodness into their world through their intuitive system. And I was just sharing with a friend the other night, one of the things that I value so much about doing Dawn Dementia Specialist Care is it's taught me how to be a noticer.
Mm-hmm.
It's taught me how to look at the clouds and take a moment and notice the beauty of the clouds, or look at a flower and notice the intricacies in the middle part of that flower, because that's what I do with my companions with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm able to give them that base layer of a sense of safety and security, then I can bring beauty through those intuitive skills. So it's really important we understand they're taking in information, but they don't have the skills they need to process it correctly. It's like a sound. People with dementia become very sensitive to sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And something as simple as a doorbell can cause a startle response. And I need to understand that, their intuitive skills heard that doorbell, but they don't have the memory to remember that's a doorbell, nor the rational thinking skills to go, I think that may have been the doorbell because it sounded like this. So it's important for me to understand why they then had a startle response. And then, because of the Dawn Method, I know how to help them kind of mm-hmm. come down from that startle response so they don't get even more upset.
Oh, exactly. And knowing those things as a care partner, understanding those things, I mean, it's just such a game changer in terms of how you look at everything. You know,
right.
You have that missing piece of the why. And when we don't know the why, we can't have complete understanding and we can't adjust to meet their needs because we haven't gone deep enough, you know, in that sector. So that is really, really important. Again, we are talking with Jill Couch. She is a Dawn Method partner and the founder of Better People Care. And we are learning all kinds of stuff today. So I'm just so thrilled that you are with us. You know, you talk about behaviors and you talk about symptoms. What's the difference between the two of them in your eyes?
Well, you know, symptoms of dementia. I mean, dementia is an umbrella term. It describes symptoms caused by many, many diseases and conditions. So the symptoms that we expect to see in dementia are deterioration in memory. We expect to see inability to recall, but we call those two memory and memory skills. We call those memory skills. We expect to see them having a harder time dealing with information, with rational thinking things. You know, my own dad, my grandmother's son, is 86 and a half and experiencing dementia. And he was a writer professionally, and now he can hardly operate his computer. And that is a function of the symptoms of dementia, which is diminishing memory and diminishing rational thinking skills. But the behavior it's like what comes at the end of the process of having something in the environment come at you, and without the memory, rational thinking, and attention skills, that's the other skill we expect to see diminish, is attention skills. Without the ability to use those skills to respond appropriately, we're going to see a behavior. The thing I love about the Dawn Method is it helps explain why Mr. Brown walks out in the middle of the night in a snowstorm in his boxers. It helps explain why my friend Carol, who passed away just about a year ago, would have been 100% unsuccessful if I said, please put on your socks and shoes, and handed them to her. But because I understood that she could no longer do this, the rational thinking skill of sequencing, I would hand her one sock. And she would put her foot up over her knee, take that sock, put it on her foot, orient the seam correctly, 100% successful. I would hand her the next sock. She would put that other foot up over her knee, put that sock on, orient the seam correctly, 100% successful. Hand her a shoe, she would put it on the correct foot, tie it correctly, second shoe. I was able to help her be 100% successful at an important task of putting on her own socks and shoes because I understood she couldn't sequence. That's rational thinking, and that's what the Dawn Method taught me. And I understood then how to keep her 100% successful in a situation where we don't often understand that important piece of sequencing. And that was a game changer in the life of a lady who required 24/7 care and was independent with really nothing. But me giving her the opportunity to be successful with just her socks and shoes was a big dose of well-being for her.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the other thing I think is so often families, and I've seen staff do this too, is, you know, they don't break it down, and then they get frustrated because the person's not doing what they said. And then they tell them again, and they walk away, and the person keeps getting more and more frustrated, until maybe there's even anger in an outburst. And people don't realize how much time and energy that is sucking, out of both of you. Where if you just slow down and allow the person, you know, to have a win and to feel purposeful and to feel like they're doing something right, because we're really fast to point out what's not right. I think way too often. And if you'd ever put yourself in their shoes, oh my gosh, that would be horrible to just feel like you couldn't get anything right. So as little as those things are, they're huge items, and they are huge, and not only to the person who's completing the task, but also to the person who's, you know, kind of overseeing that task as well. It just makes everything smoother and calmer. And that has a ripple effect, just like anger and frustration has a ripple effect. And so I think, you know, we have to sometimes look at the path of least resistance in terms of getting things done. And I think we just have it in our head, well, it shouldn't take that long, so just do it my way, do it the way I said.
Right.
You know, you've always done this before. You know, why can't you do it now? And one of my favorite sayings, I don't know if you're familiar with Harry Urban. He's been living with dementia, oh gosh, over 15 years now. And one of the things I loved that he said about routines was, you know, routines work really great. And he says, I hear care partners and professionals talk about that all the time. And he said, but when they don't work is when it's not our routine, when it's their routine, because we can't remember their routine. And so it really is kind of about walking into their world. Are there some other things that you feel really stand out with the Dawn method to make them different from a lot of other care approaches out there? Because there are many different approaches to dementia that we hear about.
No, I am not an expert in any other method, but I am familiar with other methods. And I am an expert in the Dawn method. And I just, you know, have used it for thousands of hours and watched it approach dementia from the front end, where I can step into the life of somebody experiencing dementia and manage the environment in a dementia-supportive way from the first moment we meet eyes, when I'm on their front porch and they answer the door, which means I manage it so that behaviors are really a non-issue, and so that if they experience a frustration with one of their failures, I help them through it so that we can spend, you know, hours and hours and hours together, and it's still, it's still dementia. We have to adjust the way we interact. We have to adjust the way we relate based on what we understand, but it's more comfortable. You know, we already know how to do care for people with changing cognitive skills because as a civilization, we've raised children. And not to say that people with dementia are children, but they have changing cognitive skills. And we understand that we have to understand that and change the way we do things so that children are comfortable and enjoy well-being as they grow up and a sense of safety and security. So the thing about the Dawn method is I believe it goes deep enough into helping us understand what we need to do to help people with dementia basically not have a reason to have a behavior, to help them feel safe and secure. And then on top of that layer of safety and security, we bring in well-being. And, you know, if I bring sunshine into the life of somebody experiencing dementia, I'm experiencing sunshine as well. And that's one of the biggest things that my team and I have experienced is we all say we understand our role in bringing skill to the life of a person experiencing dementia and how that impacts their life, but also our own. And we've learned how to slow down and be in the moment. So the DOM method does the most complete job of helping us understand what's going on and why we need to change things. And then it teaches us how to change things. So the end result is predictability. The end result is comfort. The end result is well-being for people living with dementia and their caregivers and their families.
Yeah,
so I just think it's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I was making some notes as you were talking, and I thought, you know, with the DON method, it really is leading by example. It is about being consistent in your methodology, which then brings a level of comfort into that environment, which then builds trust, which then allows this peaceful and fun interaction, you know, and this kind of, you know, normality to come back, that we can live graciously alongside and with dementia. And I think so many people think that that's just not possible. And it really truly is. And so that's a beautiful, beautiful piece, you know, when families and professionals can both get to that space to see, you know, the positive interactions that are still possible, and we can help create those, which is really neat.
You know, yeah, we have a lovely woman with whom we're privileged to spend time, and her daughter is her primary caregiver, and she's an only child. And she and I had a conversation not long ago, and she took my family classes of teaching the 8 lessons in the DON method. And we had a conversation, and before Christmas, she took her mom to an outdoor tuba concert in our downtown, which is called Old Town. Now, this meant that she had to get her mom ready. She had to get her mom out the door. She had to get her mom in the car. She had to get her mom to downtown. She had to get her mom out of the car. She had to carry 2 folding chairs and blankets and make sure that her mom was appropriately dressed for the cold, because we're in Colorado. Then she had to get her mom to the right spot, get her mom seated, get everything situated. And she said, you know, the people around us were so nice, and they could tell that something was different. She said, I had 2 people come up to me and say, I love watching how you and your mom interact. And I love watching you have such a sweet time together. And I told this daughter, I said, when you first called me nearly 3 years ago, you were in absolute chaos. You were fried. You were a wreck. You were hopeless. And I said, and now look, you and your mom both got to go experience something so nice, Christmassy, and you had people around you comment about what they observed. And that's the DON method. That is understanding that dementia, comfort, dementia well-being, it's up to me. And I always say it's not rocket science learning the DON method, but it's a lot like learning a new language, because it's like anosognosia, caregiving by stealth, and understanding the 3 skills that are lost and the 3 that are kept and how that affects a person's ability to meet their own emotional needs. It's a lot like learning a new language.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to me, it really is a language, you know, of that multisensory engagement, because you're looking so much deeper at a person, and you're slowing down, which, you know, in this fast-paced world, people don't know how to do that anymore. And you know, you're connecting on that one-on-one level, and not through a gadget that we've all gotten used to. And our gadgets, you know, don't really hold any emotions, though we read through them. But, you know, a human being is full of emotions and full of reactions, and they're all there for us to see. if we would just slow down and take it in and realize that, and I think this is a tough one for families, especially in the beginning. It's like, oh, they're just pushing my buttons. They know how to push my buttons. It's like, you know what? Most of them don't have the skill set left anymore to go through the process to push your buttons.
Exactly. Right.
And when you say that to them, they kind of step back, you know, and go, oh, you know, because we get used to our patterns, you know, of interacting with one another. Well, this has just been an absolutely great conversation. I want to ask you if there's anything more that you want families and care partners to understand about some of those skills that are lost and those that are kept. We've got about 15 minutes left, and then I've got one other question I want to make sure we get to, as well as your contact information.
Sure. So, you know, the primary gift that I think we bring to families with the Dawn Method is hope. There's hope that the journey doesn't have to be terrible. And that's because when we understand what a person can no longer do, but we understand what they can do, which we understand their strengths, when we understand that dynamic, and then we watch them do something, we go, oh, okay. It's like somebody who putters. A lot of people with dementia putter, and that's really important. It's really important they're able to do that in their own home as long as possible. But they'll go in the kitchen or go in their shop or go in their office, and they'll open a drawer. And because of diminishing attention skills, they'll get distracted, walk away, and never close the drawer. And unless we teach them, hey, they just, their attention skills, they get distracted and they can't redirect their attention, they cannot understand they need to go back and close that drawer. And when we help family understand that, they go, oh, so they're not just trying to mess up my life. No, they're not. Like you said, they don't have the skill set to do that anymore. And so when we help people be able to break down and understand why their loved ones are doing the things they do, they go, oh, okay. And then we say, and now here are the tools that I can teach you so that if there's something they're doing that's annoying you, we can manage it in a different way. We can teach you the skills to manage things in a way that supports them and preserves your sanity in the process. And that's what I love, is it goes deep enough into understanding why people do what they do when they're experiencing dementia.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you understand that, it's easier to look at yourself and why you react the way you do as a care partner sometimes too. And, you know, it's some of it can just be triggered out of normal past interactions, and that's the way we've always done it. And sometimes it's deeper than that. But, you know, when you give people the tools to work with and the examples, it just makes it so much easier. And when they know they're not alone, it's like, oh, other people are going through this too. That alone is comforting and hopeful. What are some resources that you have for families?
When a family calls me, the first thing I do, of course, we have a conversation, and I always want to hear, tell me about your loved one and tell me about you and what's going on and give me the context. But the first thing I do is I send them to thedawnmethod.com, and under the families tab, there is a section called Caring for Your Loved One at Home, Your Loved One with Dementia at Home. And I tell people to click on that, and they will come to a page called the Dementia Roadmap. And it is, if you scroll down that page, there are 11 steps, 11 different points of information about this is dementia, this is what we expect to see, this is what's going on, and this is what we're doing about it to get it right. When families will look at those 11 steps, they'll come back to me and go, okay, that's really different than what I've seen and heard, and I'm seeing glimmers of hope. So that's the first place I tell families to go, is that dementia roadmap on the dawnmethod.com website. After that, you oftentimes by then we've started to step in with dementia supportive care, and they're able to see a difference. And once they start to see a difference, then I encourage families to go deeper into learning the Dawn Method. And there's the two books that you referenced. There's also a subscription for online videos that up to five people can be watching at their own pace, their own time. Or there are family classes that can be done privately, or I sometimes teach them in the community where we have several family members together, which is nice because of, like you said, people seeing they're not alone in this process. But I really encourage families to take those next steps to learn the Dawn Method. And if they choose to do it on their own, that's great. And I say, and once you start learning these tools, then we'll visit and help you personalize. Okay, mom did this. Now, tell me about that. Why did she do that? And how do I need to manage this differently in the future? So we start to go through this skillful process of them learning the Dawn Method, us helping coach them and personalizing it so that things begin to level out in a more peaceable way in that home.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I do want to give some contact information out for Jill. Again, she's a Dawn Method partner. You can reach her at jill@betterpeoplecare.com. That's betterpeoplecare.com. That is also her website. She also has a website for senior driving, and that is pro31safeseniordriver.com, pro31safeseniordriver. She is on Instagram and Facebook as Better People Care, and she is on Twitter at BetterPeopleCA1, BetterPeopleCA1. And then I also want to give some information out for Judy Cornish, who is the founder of the Dawn Method. Again, their site is thedawnmethod.com. And the two books that she has written are The Dementia Handbook, How to Provide Dementia Care at Home, which you can access on Amazon, as well as Dementia with Dignity, Living Well with Alzheimer's or Dementia Using the Dawn Method. And she is on Facebook as judy.cornish.33. They are on Twitter as The Dawn Method. And you can also find Judy on LinkedIn at Judy Cornish. So I really hope people got as much out of this conversation as I did. You gave us a lot to think about, and I think people will be excited to reach out to you at Better People Care as well as the Dawn Method. So thank you so much for your time and all the work that you're doing, Jill. It's just absolutely fantastic. So kudos. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
It's our honor and our privilege to bring dementia care done the right way for families. So it's a pretty profound privilege.
Wonderful. Well, I want to say to our audience, I hope you like, click, and share this show. There's always somebody you know that is dealing with dementia, and many that you don't know that are dealing with it that still don't feel comfortable talking about this. And we have to pass this information out loud and broadly so those that need it can find it, because that's one of the biggest struggles is where do we find good, solid information. And speaking of that, I'm just going to give a shout out to my own site, AlzheimerSpeaks.com. You can go to our free educational resources. And on that page, you will find a variety of different things from radio and video and tools and things. But you'll also find one graphic that you can click on called Dementia Map, which is our global resource directory. And we would love for you to check that out. You don't have to give any personal information. You don't have to worry about being spammed or hacked or bothered. You can just peruse. We have about 150 different categories along with an events calendar, terminology that a lot of times you don't know what you don't know, and then blogs with great articles as well. So make sure that you, you know, when you hear information, that you pass it along. That is so meaningful to people in need. You have absolutely no idea what a difference that can make in somebody's life to be connected right. with proper tools and in products and services. So, again, Jill, thank you so much for your time today and audience.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And for my audience, we love you to death and continue to like, click, and share. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you.
Well, hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.